Well, as we continue heading toward the news at noon, we have a bonus hour each day this week. So we are starting in the morning again, and we will do so every day this week, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on our 21st annual Paul W. Smith Pure Michigan Tour. But, of course, we cover the other news of note and of importance, and this one would be very important. We haven't had Nikolai Vitti, the superintendent of the Detroit Public Schools Community District, on in a while, and he is asking for help. The head of Michigan's largest school district is calling on Governor Whitmer, our mayor, Mike Duggan, a host of federal, state, and local elected leaders, to enact immediate policy changes to address the rise of edible marijuana use among underage high school students. Superintendent Vitti, welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show, and I'm sorry it's about a topic like this, but I've always said to you, if there's something important and you want the world to know about, we'll help you with it. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you as always.
It is our pleasure, sir. I am pained to see that day-to-day operations in our Detroit Public Schools Community District are actually being significantly disrupted by the use of recreational marijuana products by students. Tell me about it.
Yeah. Well, this letter came about really not obviously with these incidents, but also being requested by principals and teachers to make this more of a statewide, you know, national conversation. I think, you know, for me, myself, as superintendent, as a citizen, I think the district as a whole was largely in favor of the legalization of marijuana because of the negative impact it had on Black and brown communities from an incarceration and, you know, criminal violence point of view. But with that said, it's now necessary to put new guardrails in place to protect children. You know, in your opening, you talked about high school students. Actually, this is even affecting elementary students as young as second and third graders. Our advocacy here is mainly about properly labeling the edibles, which are in candy form and sold as if they were Skittles or Jolly Ranchers. And that's what makes it more marketable, I guess, to adults. But for teenagers, it's more attractive. And for young children, it can also be undetected as marijuana. So the problem is a combination of things. One, obviously, with the legalization of marijuana and a number of dispensaries within the city, you're seeing greater access to marijuana and specifically edibles. More in homes, more in friends' homes, just generally more accessible. That's leading to easier use, and that means that it's being brought to school in larger numbers. We do everything we can to check bags. You know, we rely on word of mouth to check lockers or double check bags. If we miss it on the entry, they can easily be hidden because they're small. So one, you have students using them more with greater access, so experimenting. And then you see young children accidentally eating them or through a prank. You know, they're given to kids, give it to another kid. And then when we talk about disrupting the impact or the operation of schools, not only does it take time to search bags, but when we have an incident, when students take the edibles before they arrive to school, when they're in school, you're dealing with kids with hallucinations, medical conditions. And you can imagine a young child or even a teenager who's taking one of these for the first time. They have no experience of having this high. It hits, and they hallucinate. They scream, they yell, they attack. And it completely disrupts school. We've called 911 several times and taken children to the hospital. You know, obviously after proper care, the high comes down and the students are all right. But you can imagine what this looks and feels like in a school.
I must say, we're spending time with Nikolai Vitti, the superintendent of Detroit Public Schools Community District. He's talking about a real problem right now with marijuana edibles being used by underage students in class. It's disruptive, it's dangerous, it's all these bad things. But you are too kind. And you have been since I've known you, Nikolai. I've liked you from the beginning. I think you've done a magnificent job. But I have to say, you were saying earlier, they make it look like candy, and maybe that helps them sell to adults. I'm not going to beat around the bush. Many of these companies make it look like candy to sell to underage kids, to have underage kids use it. They know damn well what they're doing, and we really need to stop that big time nationwide. But I understand that's not your problem. What you're talking about is how it affects you and your students. I appreciate that. You've proposed measures of, like, new laws mandating clear packaging on marijuana products. You've asked for funding for detection systems for schools, and you want to help some awareness of the parents, families, the risk of unsupervised access. I know that your elected school board also signed a letter. I think it's the letter you sent to the governor and to the mayor. What's the reaction so far?
Well, let me go back to something, and I agree with you about your point about profiting from, you know, the bags and how they're labeled. You know, even Colorado went as far after it legalized to ban the sale of edibles in the candy form. I don't know if that's what we have to do as a state or not. But the other issue here, and I want to be real direct and frank about this, yes, there is a problem with the packaging and the labeling, and better labeling of the packages and the product itself would help. The other issue here is we're not seeing as much children buying the product from the dispensaries. We have examples of that, and there's been some examples on the east side by Pershing, and some have been properly shut down. We're also seeing that parents are not securing their own edibles. So I want to be really direct about this, is that, you know, yes, some dispensaries may be selling to older teenagers that look like adults and not carding, and that's a problem that needs to be cracked down, and those should be closed immediately. But we're also seeing that adults not securing the edibles that they have, and that's completely unacceptable. And that's why, to your point about what are the next steps, it's obviously there's a lot of revenue profit being made from this. We need to start moving those dollars for public awareness campaigns about securing marijuana edibles, about the harmful impact it can have on youth, how it can be led to use other drugs down the road. But, you know, even detection systems, we shouldn't be spending a dime, a penny of K-12 funding on, you know, searching for bags or technology to search for marijuana. And the other issue here are vape pens. You know, vape pens are being sold by gas stations. There needs to be a dramatic crackdown of that. Vape pens are just, you know, old cigarettes disguised in a more sexy
Nikolai,
way.
We have to run because that starts
positive.
Automatically. We'll have you back, and we'll talk about it as we continue on WJR.